Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Badass Goddess Podcast. I am your host, Mo the Goddess. And I just wanted to come on here tonight really quick because there was something on my mind that I really wanted to share with you. So it may be a little all over the place. Y'all know how I get down. I just come off the dome. But while it is fresh on my mind, I definitely wanted to share. This is the end of June. I don't even know where this month went. It seems like June just came in and now we are going into the month of July. Wow, time is flying, right? Time waits for no man. So with that being said, I wanted to take the time and the opportunity while it is available to me and fresh on my mind to share this with you. I may have shared in the past that every 30 days, I set a challenge, not only for myself, but I set a challenge and I offer it to the public. I put it on the marketplace as a course because I realize, for me at least, I'm always trying to master myself. I'm always trying to grow and evolve. I'm always trying to learn different levels of myself and experience different experiences while I'm here on Earth. You know, while I am having this human experience, I try to make the best out of it each and every day. So as June is going out and July is approaching, I wanted to create a course or a challenge, a 30-day challenge. Most of the biggest manifestations and some of the greatest things that I've accomplished in my life that I'm proud of have happened in a matter of 30 days. So I wanted to create this 30-day Badass Goddess challenge. What I learned is I am a special kind of individual, and I'm not saying that to brag. I am not saying that to come across like I'm better than anyone. I just know that my personality traits and my badassness is on another level in comparison to so many others that I have met, and that is male and female. In fact, one of my favorite compliments that I often get is the fact that I'm a badass, that I'm confident, you know? And a lot of people admire my ability to do some of the things that I do that come quite natural to me, and that is just being fearless. Now, don't get me wrong, there are a lot of things that scare me, but at the same time, I don't allow my fear to paralyze me to a point where I don't do the things that make me happy, or I don't do the things that I have the opportunity to do while I'm here in this space and in this time. So with that, I just wanted to share something with you because I told you the things that I do come easy. A lot of folks admire the fact that I was able to pack up all my things and leave my children in Las Vegas. Even though they're grown, you know, I got grown sons, but it was just my sons and I, you know, for the longest time. I was a single mother, and I noticed that there are a lot of women who are either approaching 50 or in their 50s, which is my age, I'm 51, who are still sitting around and waiting for approval. Now, I might come off a little brash. I might come off a little, I don't know, y'all can call it whatever y'all want to call it, a hit dog gonna holler. but I'm really not trying to offend anyone, and I know that I probably will. But the reason why I say I'm rare is because I meet so many women who are just straight up stuck. They're stuck in their mundane lives, sitting around waiting for approval or waiting for someone to come along and save them. So the fact that I am the way that I am, and I'm, you know, I have the audacity to get up and do a lot of the things that I want to do in my life in spite of what others might think or say, is a gift and a curse. And let me tell you why. One of the most painful things that I have ever experienced, you guys, like, I had to come to terms with, I'm getting emotional. Oh my God, I did not come on here to get emotional. No, Goddess, don't you cry, girl. Not right now, while you're recording, not right now. But one of the most painful things that I had to come to terms with, and I guess I'm emotional and the emotions are very raw right now because I just had to come to terms. So this is like 51 years in the making, and I just had to look myself in the mirror and come to terms with the fact that I didn't have any parental support. I didn't have a lot of family support. I didn't have a lot of people behind me. I mean, you know, like most parents, they'll do whatever they can do for their children to win, you know? I didn't have that. And that has always been like a pain point for me. Although I was raised in the house with my mother, and I had never known who my biological father was until this past year, you guys. I just met my biological father after 51 years. And that is a whole nother episode that I will share with you guys at another time. But I thought he was willing to get to know me. And it didn't work out that way. So it kind of opened up the wound of not having support and love from parents. When I met him, I finally thought, you know, this is it. This is it. Finally, I have someone to call my own who's going to be there for me and love me and celebrate with me. And, you know, finally, I would have that father figure in my life. And it was a real big disappointment. So, like I said, it's another episode for another time. But the most painful thing that I've ever experienced in my life is sitting around waiting for someone to be in my corner to cheer me on, you know, someone to believe in me and support me in many ways, financially and, you know, just morale, and celebrate with me when I did accomplish certain things in my life. And I didn't have that, you know, when. And this is not a pity party. I just want you guys to understand my point of view. But even in high school, when all my classmates were after graduation, you know how you graduate and then you get your diploma and then your parents meet you outside to take pictures and, you know, you guys go off and have graduation dinner and you get graduation gifts. I didn't get none of that. My parents were not there. I walked out and I was there alone. I was there alone celebrating with my friends and their families, you know. And that's what I mean when I say I've never had support. Throughout all these years, I sat around and I waited, you know, maybe one day somebody will love me. Maybe one day somebody will be there for me. Maybe one day somebody will be in my corner to cheer me on. And it never happened. So that was always so painful for me. And it paralyzed me in so many ways because I felt unlovable. I felt unworthy. I felt like I was a mistake, you know, and I hid and I was shame. I was shame because everyone else that I knew had parents that were supportive and that were there. And when people asked me about mine, I was shame. I was shame to say, well, yeah, you know, my mother's around, but she ain't around. And I had to come to terms with that and who my parents are have nothing to do with me, you know? But I'm sharing this story with you so that you'll understand that finally I had to come to terms and realize that I had to save myself. I had to learn how to love myself. I had to learn how to be the hero in my own story. I had to learn how not to sit around and wait to see how the story ends, but to write my own story, literally and figuratively. So if you guys are not aware, I just wrote my first memoir. It's a journey of me going from fear to fierce and overcoming a lot of the things that kept me stuck in a place in my life where I was waiting. I was waiting for someone to love me, you know. The book is called Permission to Power. And it really touches on that, you know, me giving myself permission to begin to live a life of fulfillment. So when people celebrate me and they say, oh my God, you have so much confidence. I wish I could do what it is that you do. I wish I could pack up all my things and move to another state. I wish I could quit my job. I wish I could leave this relationship. I wish I had as much confidence as you. They're wishing on things that really I'm just learning. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am just learning how to do for myself. And what people are witnessing is me doing just that. So that's how the Badass Goddess podcast came about. I had to become a badass in my own life. I had to, you know, break out of sitting still and waiting for my superhero to come and scoop me up in his cape. Or her cape. You guys, excuse me, please. I mean, that was so... you know what? I'm not even going to cut that out either. I ain't even going to edit this. I'm not even going to edit this because it's just straight no chaser. So forgive me. I'm here in Bali, Indonesia. This is my second time being here and my first time ever having post-nasal drip and some congestion. I think I'm coming down with a little bit of the, I don't even know what this is. But yeah, forgive me, y'all. Forgive me. It ain't the Rona. It is definitely not the Rona. I don't feel sick like that. My nose is just running and my throat is dry. So anyway, like I was saying, what people are actually witnessing is me saving myself. And, you know, it's taken years for me to get to this point. And there is still so much unlearning and learning that I am doing. There is still so much becoming that I'm actually doing. So I'm really excited to be launching Becoming the Badass, a 30-day challenge that's happening in July. And this time I am just gonna take the walk by myself. I invited, you know, a few people in. I put it out there for sale and there was no interest in it. So when I say to you that I am a rare individual, that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's exactly what I talk about. You know what I'm saying? There are so many people who are just sitting and, I don't know, they're waiting to be saved. And they don't even realize that they have the ability to save themselves. So what I'm going to do is be very intentional about the clientele that I want to work with and that I believe that I can help. And it's just those that are at this breaking point, the breaking point that I was at when I began to start on this journey to save myself, to become the goddess that I was created to be, and to realize that nobody was coming. Ain't nobody coming. He ain't coming. She ain't coming. It ain't gonna happen unless you make it happen. So I sat here and I was taking some notes. And like I said, really being intentional about the things that I am calling into this next chapter of my life and the direction in which I want to grow and go. And I said, let me step out here and do a podcast and share with the listeners what the most painful thing, because there is power in pain. You know what I'm saying? It's power in pain. And I realized that my true tribe, my ideal client, the people that I am meant to help are out there. And they're at the same point that I was when I finally got to the position to where it was like, you know what, girl? If you're sitting around waiting for somebody to tell you and walk you and cheer for you and love you and do for you and all the things that I was waiting on, if you are somebody who is also waiting, it ain't gonna happen. You gotta save yourself. And when I first realized that, I was 47 years old. And it's taken from 47 till now, me being 51, to come to terms with the fact that my parents are who they are. They're in their 70s. And the love, the time, and attention that I've been waiting on for all these years, I have to give it to myself. And not only do I have to give it to myself, but I have to figure out why the trigger of them being who they are proudly. They obviously are proud to be who they are because they don't realize that there's anything that should be changed or need to be changed in reference or in regards to me and the relationship with me. So I have to discover what it is that's keeping me emotional when it comes to, oh, I don't have my parents. Father's Day was really hard for me. This is the first time in forever that Father's Day was an issue for me. I didn't realize I had daddy issues until I met my daddy. That's crazy. I laugh about it every time I think about it. But I think that's one of the things that makes me different. That makes me the badass that who I was created to be. I've always been different, you know? I've always been that one that everybody came to for help with interior design, with fashion styling, with hairstyling, with makeup. I've always been that one, you know? So I've been sitting here and really trying to cultivate the proper delivery in which I put my information and myself out there so that I attract those who may resonate with some of the things that I've experienced, so that you get a glimpse into my life and see why I am the way that I am. And it's not something, you know, I could sit here and tell you, yeah, I'm rare. I did that. Look at me. You're looking at me from the outside and you're seeing one thing and you're not even understanding who I am and how I got here. So I wanted to create this podcast, record this podcast tonight so that you would understand. And at 47, the most transformative move that I've made in my life. My kids had gotten older. My youngest son had finally graduated from high school. And the day that he graduated, he came home and he told me, "Mom, I'm gonna go and live with my friends." And I was like, okay. So I never had to push him out. My oldest son had already been gone from the time that he was 13. He went off and stayed with his father and that side of the family. So he was always, you know, from the age of 13, he was always outside of the house. And then the only one that I had left in the house was my youngest son. And he got to a point where he just wanted to leave and do his own thing. And then it left me standing there with this empty nest that I didn't even bargain for. I didn't plan for. I didn't even know how to approach it. It was just something. I'm celebrating the milestone of my youngest son finally graduating from high school. But the milestone that I'd actually hit in my own life was the empty nest that I never even thought about. So after I woke up one day and I realized, oh my God, I'm in this place by myself. My kids are gone. No longer can I really call myself a single mother. Now I am the single woman. And I have not lived a single woman life before. I don't even know how to do that. I had no idea how to do that. But I knew that I still had goals. I still had dreams. I still had things that I wanted to experience in my life. And I was living this mundane life, going to work every day, just going through the motions. Just going through the motions, you guys. I was just going through the motions. I was just in the rat race, never really being fulfilled in anything, any job that I had worked, but doing what I thought I had to do at the time because I was raising my children. And then it got to a point where my children were gone and I had to then look at myself and go, okay, now, who in the hell are you? What is it that you want for your life? You can't hang your hat on the single mother title anymore. You are now a single woman. How do you begin to live your life as such? And I was 47 years old. And I got to a point where I didn't want to tell the sad story anymore. And not only did I not want to tell the sad story anymore, but I didn't want to live it anymore. I got tired of living that sad story. And when I asked myself the question, what is it that you want, Queen? What do you want to do? I had always wanted to move to Atlanta, Georgia, or Houston, Texas. Mainly because the Ghetto Boys were from Houston, which were my favorite rap group when I was growing up. And then everybody used to tell me about Freaknik in Atlanta. And all my friends were going when I wasn't able to go or afford it because I was raising children. And I used to think, maybe you can relate, I used to think that travel was something that people with money did. You know, I wasn't really exposed to the life of travel. We didn't go on family vacations or anything like that. And when we did, we were in a van doing a road trip. And that happened once or twice. But as far as getting on a plane and exploring and going abroad and traveling like that, I didn't have that experience. So when I looked myself in the mirror and I asked myself what I wanted, I wanted to travel. And I had been sitting around. I had my passport even. That's why I think it's so important that you set your intentions and you create your situation before it actually takes place. So I was holding on to this passport. I had my passport for about a year and I would be asking my so-called friends to travel with me. And nobody was able to, could afford to, had time to, or interest in doing. And I was just waiting and waiting and waiting for approval. Waiting for approval. And I thought to myself, if I continue to wait, my life is going to pass me by. I'm never going to be able to experience the things that I want to experience if I'm waiting for someone to say, okay, now is the time. We can go now. You can go now. You can live now. If I sat and I waited for someone else to give me approval, to give me the permission that I was seeking, I would never experience anything. And I gave myself permission to stand in my power. And that's where the title to Permission to Power came in. But the most transformative thing that happened in my life after I asked myself what I wanted was packing all my things, selling some things, throwing things away, decluttering my life, and moving to Atlanta. Now, originally, I just went there for a birthday. I gifted myself a birthday trip to Atlanta. I was going to go to Atlanta and I was going to go to Houston. But when I gifted myself that birthday trip to Atlanta, it changed my life. It changed my whole life, the whole trajectory of my life. It was as if someone had turned on the light switch and my life had changed. I began to look at things in a whole different way. I didn't realize that me being in Las Vegas, Nevada, the desert, was actually me being in the desert of my whole entire existence. Atlanta, the weather, the people, the food, the vibe. I felt it from the moment I stepped off the plane, and it was life-changing. It was really life-changing. And it was that moment in time that I told myself, I'm moving here. I just went for a 3-day visit to Atlanta, Georgia for my birthday. And in that 3 days, I knew the moment I stepped off that plane, I knew that I was going to move there. And that was the moment that my life changed at the age of 47. That was the moment that my whole, my mindset just, it just shifted. And when I got to Atlanta that year, I went for my birthday in October of 2016. And in, no, yeah, October 2016. And in December 2016, I had moved there. So October was the visit for my birthday. When I got back, my birthday is October 3rd. When I got back, I started looking for a job. Jobs were calling me. By November, I knew that I was packing my things. I began to sell my things. And that's why I say some of the biggest things that ever occurred in my life happened in a matter of 30 days, because at that moment, from November to December 22nd, that's all it took me. I was in Atlanta. My life had changed. My whole life had changed. It had turned around. When I got to Atlanta, because my mindset had shifted, and I no longer wanted to be the victim. I no longer wanted to be this weakling waiting for someone to give me permission. That was the thing that sparked something in me that I hadn't even known existed. I had not even known it existed. I'm so passionate about talking about moving to Atlanta. If I could get on a TED Talk stage and do a talk without any preparation, it would be on the fact, the time that I decided to take my power back and throw caution to the wind and move over into a whole different place. I had never been to Atlanta before, you guys. I didn't know anybody there. But that was the moment my life had changed. Making a courageous life leap. So that's where my story began. I got to Atlanta and I lived there for 3 years. I was thriving. It was wonderful. I was going to work every day. Same thing I was doing in Las Vegas. And I said, wait. You're doing the same thing, sis. There's more to life. If you were able to pack all your things and move to Atlanta, there is so much more that you have not experienced. But let me just tell you, when I moved to Atlanta, I realized the importance of investing in myself. I realized that if I was going to change completely, if I was going to be the powerful individual that I wanted to be, if I was going to go from fear to fierce, I had to seek out someone who could help me, because I was craving peace and freedom in my life. I said, wait a minute. I don't have to work a job. I know too much. There is too much that I have to offer. And I need peace and freedom in my life. But in order for me to achieve that peace and freedom, I had to shift completely from fear to fierce. Stop being so fearful about everything. Stop worrying about the worst that could happen. Stop defaulting to the negative all the time. In order for me to learn more about how to be that fierce individual, I invested in myself and I sought out coaches. One of the coaches that changed my life, her name is Lisa Marie. I talk about her all the time, because had I not taken her course, how to create a sacred space, I would not have moved all that shit out of my space that was crowding me. Yes, I threw away a lot. Yes, I donated a lot. Yes, I gave away a lot, but I had so much stuff that I had accumulated over the years, and I didn't realize that I was holding on to old energy while I was holding on to some of those old things that I had, things that people had given me, things that I paid so much money for, so I didn't want to get rid of, things that were broken. You know, I was holding on to all this old and broken energy. And when I took that course with her, how to create a sacred space, again, part of the assignment was for us to get rid of things. I invested in that course. That was life-changing because, oh man, I could see clearer. So I often talk about decluttering your space because it declutters your mind and your vision. I invested in one of the biggest investments that I made was in a business course. I got a business coach. She taught me YouTube. She taught me, it was a group, it's called Platform, and it was a group course, and it was 18 months long. We had a graduation and everything, and I was so afraid because this was the biggest move that I had ever made in my life and the biggest investment that I had ever made in something that I had never experienced before, and that was giving money to someone to teach me things that I didn't know about business, about myself, about email funnels, like I said, social media, all these things that I wanted to learn. If I was going to find peace and freedom, if I was going to be able to stand on my own two feet and do it without working for someone else, I had to learn how to do it from someone who already knew. And I was so scared because the investment was $5,000 into this Platform 18-month course. And I was nervous and scared because I was like, am I going to be able to stick with this for 18 months? It was like going to school. It was all online, but I was doing it with this platform of individuals, male, female, from all walks of life who were doing the very same thing that I was doing. We were all on this platform together. And my coach, Tracy Timberlake, she was also instrumental in changing my life. And I told her when I gave her the money, I said, I'm so scared. I've never invested $5,000 in anything like this. And she said, first of all, change your mindset. Because I was like, I'm going to run out of money. And how I even got the $5,000 is during that time, I had been waiting. I was doing a lot of waiting during that time in my life. I was waiting on this settlement. I thought it was going to be a bigger settlement because a girl ran into me and injured my back. And I thought I was going to get this huge settlement. And after 2 years of going back and forth with these attorneys, all I got was $9,000, you guys. $9,000. Actually, it was $33,000. But after having to pay the medical bills and pay the attorney's fees, all I was left with was $9,000 at the end of the day. And this course platform was going to cost me $5,000. And I was so scared. And you know, she guaranteed, if you follow this course, sis, you gonna make way more than $9,000. Your transformation ain't even gonna be, you can't put a price on transformation. Can't nobody tell me that. That was the best investment in myself that I've ever made. That was a drop in the bucket for all that I've been able to experience after that. A drop in the bucket. It gave me the confidence that I needed to really go hard with my business. Really believe in my business. When I had no support, I had nobody there pushing me, I had nobody there cheering for me, I had none of that. I had to learn how to do that on my own. And it had it not been for me investing in those courses, I would not be having this conversation with you right now on this podcast. When I did that, I was able to achieve a mind shift where I felt supported, I felt empowered, and I felt more confident. I went from fear to fierce so that I can increase my earnings ability and began to believe in myself and become more knowledgeable. So that is my story. And the impact that I want to have is for those individuals out there who are at a breaking point where they need to create a new life for themselves. They are seeking something. They are craving something. They are at a point where they are tired of doing the same thing, living the same mundane life, waiting for someone to come along and give them permission. Waiting for someone to give them approval, waiting for someone to cheer them on while life is passing them by. The impact that I want to have is on that individual who is ready at that point where I was, so that they can make more money, so that they can build their businesses, so that they can write their book, so that they can be a leader for the next person. I want to build my business. I want to attract my ideal client. So I said, I'm going to go on today and I'm going to make this podcast because I know that what I have is transformative. I've been through it. I've walked through it. I've overcome so much. I'm sitting here right now in Bali, Indonesia, free. And in peace. At the age of 47, all I wanted was freedom and peace. And I began to achieve that. But the peace had to start within myself first. Because wherever you go, there you are. It doesn't matter if you change jobs, if you're feeling unfulfilled about work, you're going to be unfulfilled at any job. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you have, all the stuff that you're sitting in. It don't matter. None of that matters. What matters is you breaking out of that stuck place. The place where I felt stuck. The place where I felt unsupported. The place where no one was cheering for me and no one was coming to save me. Had I not shifted my mindset, had I not given myself permission to move, had I not allowed my mind to change, I would not be having this conversation with you in beautiful Bali, Indonesia. So, yeah, with that being said, I'm going to end here. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me and hearing me. If this resonates with you, let me know that you hear me. Stop by my social media. I can be located on Instagram, Permission to Power, just like it's spelled, at Permission to Power on Instagram. I am also on I Am Goddess TV on YouTube. And my email address is 1badass badassgoddess@gmail.com. But in the meantime, and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye.